Welcome back to the Pick and Slip, where we pick our favorite NBA topic
and
slip them into your life. Follow us on Twitter at Pick and Slip Show.
Boom, boom.
And listen to all of our episodes on Spotify. Just look up Pick and Slip.
Search it up. And what is going on, everybody? It's Gavin here with Brayden on this wonderful Thursday evening. And today, it's the big day.
Trade deadline.
It ends. All trades are cut off. Trade deadline starts at 3 o'clock. Just here in a few hours.
Got a crazy day already so far. Been some big trades. Why can't I remember his name now? JaVale McGee's gone. He's on the Nuggets now. And last night, Caris LeVert iced the game with a three. You're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. Man, that was crazy.
Yeah, and then once again, real fast, going over another trade because we're just going to go ahead and hop straight into it because this is going to be kind of crazy. It's going to be tons of trade. We have notifications turned on for Woj, Shams.
Yeah, we're ready for it.
I have some on for sideline sources as well. So if a trade happens, we should be able to see it second it happens.
You'll be knowing.
If it happens while we're on air, you guys will hear it.
Yeah. And then you're also podcast listeners. You'll be able to hear our live reactions if there are any trades in the next hour.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to be recording our thoughts if there are trades past the hour because we're still in the studio until about 2:30.
Yeah. So we will be here for almost this entire end part of the trade deadline going right up to it. So I'm going to go ahead and start us off. As you said, JaVale McGee went to the Nuggets. Has now been on, I believe, three teams in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
On the Cavs.
I mean, here's what I'll say about that. He adds some good shot blocking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good interior defender.
7-3.
Pretty good post scorer. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't necessarily make you a contender or anything, but he adds a nice piece off their bench because he's not starting.
He's around 7 feet tall, so tall guy. Next up, we're going to go ahead and talk about the Magic, who sent Nikolai Vucevic to the Bulls. It was
trade.
Vucevic and Al-Farouq Aminu to the Bulls for Otto Porter, Wendell Carter Jr., and 2 first-round picks. In my personal opinion, great trade for the Bulls. They get Nikolai Vucevic. They free up Otto Porter Jr.'s huge contract that he had.
He's pretty much getting paid as much as Vucevic was.
Yeah, and Vucevic is a lot better player than Otto Porter's. So, in my opinion, great trade for the Bulls. I don't know about the picks. 2 first-round picks. I'm not too sure about that.
Here's the thing with the Bulls is that by adding him and if they keep Zach LaVine, Vucevic and Zach LaVine, that's a playoff team every year for the next couple of years. So, those picks aren't going to be lottery picks.
Yeah, that's true.
So, those picks might not be worth too much.
Especially because they're in the Eastern Conference. I mean, as you said, Zach LaVine, Vucevic, the rookie that just drafted things like Patrick Williams.
Patrick Williams.
They just drafted, who's been playing pretty decent this year.
So you're banking, if you're the Magic, you're hoping that the Bulls don't win very many games next two seasons.
Yeah, which it's unlikely. Yeah. Unlikely.
But that adds so much versatility to the Bulls lineup. They now have a big man who can really put a body inside a old veteran, big body, has some good interior defense. He's, I think, overall a minus on defense, but he can hold his own in the paint at least, especially if you're going to be having to go against, Joel Embiid. It's good. I would rather have him on him than Thaddeus Young, I think.
Yeah.
Just have somebody massive on him that can at least body him up in the paint.
Also, Evan Fournier making his way to Boston. Also, Boston is pursuing Aaron Gordon, which would already be 3 players traded from the Magic if that were to happen.
I don't think that the Celtics are going to get Aaron Gordon at this point because if they wanted to get him, they would have had him be a part of that trade.
Yeah, and I was thinking the same thing. I just saw that it's from Danny Ainge. The trade for Evan Fournier is not stopping him from still pursuing Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
He's still going for him. He traded for Evan Fournier separately, and he's still going for Aaron Gordon.
Also, Fournier, I was looking at his stats, and also you guys would have heard my thoughts about this if you followed us on Twitter. That is at Pick and Slip Show on Twitter. So make sure you follow there to get all the updates. But he's averaging 20 points per game, like 19.6, which that's a lot. And I think that that's indicative that they might be getting rid of Marcus Smart to trade for Aaron Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
They've been eyeing Aaron Gordon for Kyle, or not, they've been eyeing like Kyle Lowry for Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart's been involved in a couple trade talks, and they've said they didn't want to get rid of him. But since they added Fournier now, I could definitely see him being a piece that's on the move.
Yeah. Right now, just kind of waiting. We're going to go ahead. We can talk about Caris LeVert as we're still eagerly waiting for more trades to happen. Like I said, if you guys are just now tuning in, we went over a few trades that have already happened. We are going to stay here. We're going to talk about basically anything that's going on and then any trades that pop up because we have notice for both Shams and Woj turned on right now. So we're both waiting. If a trade happens, we will break it to you the second we see it.
What do you think are the larger implications for this trade? Do you think that the Bulls are trying to get win a championship?
I don't.
Well, everyone is.
Yeah, everyone's trying to, but obviously, you know, more teams are going to have a higher success.
Let's be realistic.
Yeah, they're going to be better off trying to get the ring than other teams. The Bulls, I don't think, definitely not trying to get a ring this year. Definitely not. I do think that this is a great move for the future possibility of chasing a ring. And that's you have Zach LaVine, Nikolai Vucevic, Patrick Williams, they just drafted, who's doing pretty good. Even though no one really liked that pick at first, no one really had heard of him. I feel like too much. Or no one expected him to go that high.
Yeah, because he was, the fourth pick?
He was,
fourth pick, and he had never started a game in college.
That was kind of a crazy pick.
Yeah, but he's been one of their most played players this season, involved in their most. I was looking this up beforehand because I wanted to see what their what the lineup that they had put the most on the floor was, and I was extremely surprised. Let me pull that back up real quick.
But yeah, I definitely think that this sets the Bulls up great for future. I feel like they've done a great job of adding these pieces. Like I said, they just got rid of Otto Porter Jr.'s big contract with that, which can maybe free a possibility this free agency to once again try and sign another player and keep building the team around Zach LaVine and then try and make that push for a championship.
Yeah, so their most played lineup is Wendell Carter, Zach LaVine, Garrett Temple, Kobe White, and Patrick Williams, which I said to Gavin is surprisingly an underwhelming lineup. And then their biggest two main game is Kobe White and Zach LaVine, followed by Patrick Williams and Zach LaVine. So Patrick Williams is getting a lot of playing time. He's one of their more played young pieces. Kobe White also. Wendell Carter was up there in minutes as well. They're losing him now, but I think that they very easily sub that out for Vucevic. And I was thinking since now that they have another big man that can shoot, why would they keep Lauri Markkanen? He's been in trade talks for two seasons now, it feels like. I could see him being a part of a deal for Lonzo Ball, who they said they're still pursuing.
Yeah. Lonzo Ball, if you guys haven't heard of, Lonzo Ball has rumored, I want to say rumored because LeVar did say he doesn't want to be in New Orleans, but I don't know how much I can trust that because I feel like LeVar says a lot, and I can't believe that, not just Lonzo, but LaMelo and Lonzo are saying those things. Kind of like how LeVar Ball said that Michael Jordan couldn't teach LaMelo anything about basketball. But then I see LaMelo go out and talk about how he's very close to Michael. He calls him short for uncle. And they have a great relationship. And I don't know LeVar if I can really, take that. I don't know.
LeVar said LiAngelo would be in the league by now. And you see where that brought
him. I don't know. He may get traded. Is it because maybe Lonzo doesn't want to be there and he's just not saying that out to the public and told his dad that? Now his dad's going out to the public and saying it. That could be a possibility. It could also just be that they don't want Lonzo anymore because they see the pressure his dad is bringing to the internet. So to social media, and now, of course, Lonzo was on the Pelicans, so a lot of that goes on the Pelicans now. You know, kind of like how Marvin Bagley's dad said that he doesn't want his son to play in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And so that put, of course, during that little time, that put a little bit of pressure on Sacramento because it's not just a random fan, it's a player's parent, you know? So it's a lot bigger impact.
Yeah, definitely. Danny Ainge is trending on Twitter right now because of people don't think that he's going to get any trades done. I'm just waiting for at 3:01 for him to say something along the lines of, "We were really close to getting Jeremy Grant, but it just didn't work out at the last minute."
Says that all the time. I feel like that's all you ever see from the Celtics. We were almost there. We were in like the top.
We were so close.
We were in the top three final trade destinations for this player, but we just couldn't close it out. We felt like they were asking for too much. I feel like that's what he says every single time. I feel really bad for Celtics fans.
It would have been absolutely awful for the Pacers, and I'm a huge Pacers fan. And but why did he not pull the trigger on Gordon Hayward for Miles Turner?
That was terrible for Celtics. Miles Turner on that Celtics team would be really good.
Can you imagine how different that team would be if they had four blocks per game standing in the middle?
Yeah.
And a three-point shooter at that. And now they're trying to... Now they're trying to scramble for Steven Adams or somebody else that's big and is going to be a body in the middle that's not going to be able to shoot threes. Miles Turner, is the perfect fit on almost any team.
I feel like, I agree. Also, going through it, Kemba Walker possibly could be traded. If you guys don't know, Kemba Walker is being paid around $34 million, maybe a little bit more than that, to average about 16, 3, and 4. And he's consistently dropping what feels like below 10-point games. Not playing good, shooting a terrible percentage right now. Shooting like 30% from the field.
For a team trying to contend, his inconsistency is...
It's bad. And he's also shooting around 30-something percent from the field. Yeah, it's... let's say he's shooting 32% from the field, that's 8% below average.
Yeah.
From a former all-star point guard, in my opinion, is pretty bad. The big drop that he's had... from his time in Charlotte now to his time in Boston is badly decreasing.
I mean, we kind of knew that was going to happen, you know, because he is a smaller guard, and that happens to smaller guards. That's pretty much something that you can expect every time that a guard starts to get up in age. Speaking of guards that are up in age, Kyle Lowry might be on the move.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry, if you guys didn't know, they did win against the Nuggets, snapping, I believe, an 8 or 9 game losing streak.
Yeah.
And he threw up what could be the deuces, the piece, you know.
Yeah.
He did throw it up, and that's not confirmed. Not saying that that's exactly what he did. I'm not saying anything like that, but just a little rumor, speculation that that's what it was, and that could have possibly been his last game in Toronto.
He also unfollowed the Raptors on Instagram, which is funny and silly. I really like at post-trade looking at somebody's Instagram or Twitter, in this case, looking at Nikola Vucevic, where it still says center for the Orlando Magic. I don't know why, but just like a month after the Pacers trade when Caris LeVert still said number whatever on the Nets, I was like, huh. Like, why hasn't he changed that yet? But then I realized I haven't changed my Instagram bio in 4 years, so I can't really blame him too much for it. But yeah, Kyle Lowry is almost definitely going to be on the move. Oh, did you also hear about Pascal Siakam? He was yelling at Nick Nurse?
Yeah, fine.
The Raptors denied that happened. Raptors front office did, but I'm not sure. But that he yelled, quote, more than profanities, more than normal profanities. So things are heated there. Also, I heard a lot of commentary that Pascal Siakam wasn't good, and I just want to throw that out the window. Pascal Siakam, well, he is a Beyblade. There's a reason that everybody likes Beyblades, you know? But man, does he put up points and rebounds and assists. He runs the floor really well. He's 0-for-4 on game winners this year, and all four of them have rimmed out. And somebody was like, well, that was just unlucky. Like, no, if four shots in a row rim out, I feel like that's indicative that maybe you should be shooting better. Aim for the middle of the rim, not the side. But, man, that was crazy to hear, because Pascal Siakam just doesn't seem like the type of dude that gets mad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like Pascal Siakam, I do hear a lot that he's overrated. Because, you know, like, he does spin. He loves spinning. That's got to be his go-to move on anything is a spin.
There's a reason he loves spinning, and that's because nobody can stop his spin move, except for all the people that can stop his spin move.
So, which is like, a lot of people.
Al Horford, Joel Embiid. Me.
But, let's see, going over that, if you guys didn't know, Caris LeVert hit the dagger.
Yeah.
Last night, I believe it was last night, I guess the Pistons, a little step back three from
Pacers
the right wing.
Up two. Caris LeVert hit a three, brought us up five with like 30 seconds.
Yeah, nice step back three from the right wing. Buried it. Good to see Caris LeVert back and playing.
Dropped like a 28 piece. I was like, oh, finally, he had a good game.
And now we will.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were hoping for, right?
Yeah.
We were hoping for Caris LeVert to kind of be what Oladipo wasn't this last season or two. And that game, if he can have more games, like if he can do that once every three games, once every four games, have a 30-point game like that where he's able to take over, then I'm a happy fan.
I feel like that's exactly what he was doing in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's just every couple like he averages his 22 and then will give you the 30 piece every couple nights.
That's what I feel like he was doing. I had a few games where he didn't do too good, but as he was kind of exiting, he had like four straight 20-something point games and followed like a 40, I think. Yeah. It was really good. But now we're just kind of eagerly waiting. No trades have happened since we've been in here.
Yeah, 15 minutes straight.
I was going to say about 15 minutes in, no trades. But once again, if a trade does happen, we will notify you the second we find out. We have notifications from Woj and Shams, and I have also notifications on from sideline sources. So anytime a trade happens, we will let you guys know right here.
Also, you are listening to The Pick and Slip. I'm Braden Pittman. Across from me is Gavin Miller. You're listening to WBDG 90.9. I want to circle back around to the Vucevic the Bulls trade again, just because it really is, like, that is a blockbuster trade. This is an all-star that just got traded, Vucevic. What, like, four-time all-star now? Three or four-time? Mm-hmm. And that adds a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Having two all-stars. And here's another thing that I wanted to bring up is that I don't think that they want to be a kid. I think that they know, just like all of us kind of know, that players like Zach LaVine do not often win championships, or like players that are just pure scorers like he is do not often lead teams to championships. But teams like the one that they have made right now with Kobe White, Patrick Williams, Vucevic, Zach LaVine, they put butts in seats, they sell tickets, they get views, and the fans want to watch Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic and a good offensive team. And while this team maybe caps out at the 4 seed or the 5 seed and doesn't make a deep championship run, they keep the roster together for 3 or 4 seasons and they never make it past the third round, it's still a fun basketball team. Watching Zach LaVine dunk on people is still fun.
Yeah.
And I think that's ultimately what it's about, especially with the Chicago Bulls, who have kind of been in basketball purgatory along with the Knicks for a while, where they'll make the playoffs for a couple seasons because they have Jimmy Butler or Carmelo Anthony, and then will miss it for a couple seasons and be in the lottery and just mess up their drafts back to back to back times. It's just really refreshing, I think, to see not only a good Bulls team but a great Bulls team. Because, I mean, they are one of the historic franchises, 6 rings, Derrick Rose and Michael Jordan, both MVPs. This is the first time they've had 2 All-Stars since Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose. So, I like seeing it. It's fun. I wish the Pacers would do something. So, let's talk about this, because we talked about it for a second yesterday, just you and I. What do the Pacers have to do tonight?
I'm gonna real fast. Evan Fournier just put out a tweet that says, "Hey, our hi at Celtics fans. If you're not familiar with me, please Google my last name. You're welcome." And then the clover. Oh. Four-leaf clover. Oh.
Evan, don't Google Fournier. Just, yeah. You know, there's a reason his nicknames don't Google. And we just highly recommend that you don't do that. But anyway.
All right, we're going on. Dude, what do you want to say?
What a troll by Evan Fournier.
He announces his presence in Boston.
So, what would you... Oh, man, already he updated his bio pretty quick.
Yeah.
Guard for the Celtics.
Yeah.
Got
right on Twitter with it.
Yeah.
Right after he got traded. Went right on Twitter.
What was that? Oh, I was asking you, what should the Pacers do tonight?
Tonight? Let's see. The Pacers...
What should the Pacers... Or, well, I guess this afternoon to fix this.
Let's see. Well, we always talk about how, you know, the Pacers need another player, right?
Right.
All the time. And we always talk about how, is it possible to build around Sabonis? At the way the NBA works right now? Is it possible? He's more of an inside big man. I don't know. Is he someone that can win you a ring? Me, personally, I don't think so. That's my opinion. I feel like the way the NBA is played now, you have to have more than one superstar, right? Right now, the trade deadline, 12:20, ends at 3. Can the Pacers make a push for another superstar? Maybe a player like Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook used to average a triple-double. He still averages what feels like at least 20-something points in about 14 assists a game. That's what it feels like.
I mean, he still almost... It's like, what, 28-8 on a... Like, that's his averages.
Yeah, I'll let's look up his averages right now. I'll pull them up right now. I know he at least averages a triple-double, I'm pretty sure.
Do you think that we'll see Russell Westbrook get moved? I think the Wizards have kind of picked up a little bit. So, we both have kind of a team. I'm Pacers, you're Clippers, and both of us are Trailblazers fans. I'll say what I think the Pacers need to do in a second, but what would your ideal deadline be for the Clippers? And I'm obviously not trade for LeBron or anything like that. Let's keep it realistic.
I have seen multiple rumors that the Clippers were looking to trade for either Lonzo or Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Both of those players. Right now, I believe the Bulls are also chasing after Lonzo, even after grabbing Nikola Vucevic. So, we'll go with Russell Westbrook. Trade I would propose possibly be Luke Kennard, Lou Will, Pat Bev, and a first-round pick. Throw that in there for Russell Westbrook, see if they'll take it or not. Obviously, of course, they'll weigh their options from other teams. But maybe you pull that out, and then you're having Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Serge Ibaka. Let's see you're running. Russell Westbrook this year is averaging 22, almost 10 and 10. 22, 9 and a half and 10. So almost a triple-double, double-double for sure. And he's doing this on almost 44% shooting from the field. His last few games, he just kind of had an off game where he had 14 points, 12 assists. He shot 3 for 14, so shot really bad. But multiple games before that, I mean, really every game besides that, dating back to March 2nd, he's dropped 23, 6, and 15, 27, 9, 11, 25, and 10, 25, 5, and 8, 42, 10, and 12, 23, 5, and 17, 23, 14, and 10, 35, 15, and 13, 29, 13, and 13. Then, of course, just 2 days ago against the Knicks, 14 points and 12 assists.
Yeah. I think that a move like that might be what gets the Clippers over the hump, which I do think that they are definitely a playoff team, a deep playoff team, title contenders, but I think that that might be what propels them into the Lakers-Nets conversation as far as like the teams that are actually really contending.
Yeah, and also going on to just to go ahead and went and was looking at NBA trade deadline news, and Kyle Lowry right now. Sixers are, this happened a few hours ago, Sixers are basically first in the race, first. They're in lead for Kyle Lowry, trying to pursue Kyle Lowry and get him to go to Philadelphia, which is where Kyle Lowry is from, fun fact. And just an hour ago, it was updated, and it says that the Raptors are asking for sky-high prices, or, you know, sky-high demands for Kyle Lowry.
Maxey, Matisse Thybulle, and two firsts, I'm pretty sure. Which, if you are... I don't know if I'm willing to give up two firsts for a 32-year-old. You know? Mm-hmm. That just... That's where it does start. I don't even think that I want to get rid of Maxey or Thybulle. Maybe one or the other, but both of them and two firsts. That's basically four years of draft picks for, two seasons of Kyle Lowry. How long do we think he has before he retires? We've already talked about small guards today and how they usually don't last. But Kyle Lowry, I mean, dude's going to go down as a legend. First ballot Hall of Famer for sure. He's going to have a statue in Toronto. One of the few players to get that honor. He's insanely good. Has not been playing his absolute best this season, but I think that adding the championship experience, I think adding all the playoff experience, having that veteran presence, and also just having another all-star is going to, which he wasn't an all-star this season, but you know what I mean. Definitely does add to your team a lot, and I just don't know if that is worth it.
Me personally, I don't think it's worth it. I feel like Kyle Lowry is a good player, right?
Right.
For Matisse Thybulle, very young, two first rounders. I feel like just if we're just taking Matisse Thybulle and two rounders, I still don't know if I like that deal a lot.
I like it a lot more than adding Maxey.
I do,
there, though.
Yeah, I do.
Maxey has been tremendous this season.
I do, but I also feel like maybe Matisse Thybulle and one first round pick.
Yeah.
It's cool. Because
Kyle's leaving anyway.
Yeah,
right?
That's another thing. Will he stay in Philadelphia? I don't know. I don't know.
And then also, cap space at the same time. Kyle Lowry is, I mean, you're not signing, you're not getting anybody else if you're the 76ers.
Yeah, because Kyle Lowry. His contract is huge.
Getting like $30 million a year or something like huge. That. But. I mean, then I also want to say Matisse Thybulle, without injuries, I believe will win a defensive player of the year. I mean, he's absolutely insane. He averaged like two steals last season and a block and a half. He's absolutely incredible defensively. He's the only dude I've ever seen lock up James Harden. I almost, if I'm the 76ers, want to just keep running it with what I have right now because I've built such a solid team. The chemistry's good. We just need Joel Embiid back. But then also, here's this. Ben Simmons for Kyle Lowry, straight up. Just one for one. Ben Simmons for Kyle Lowry. Just do it. Nobody wants Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I mean...
Ooh, that would...
The way this NBA is played, Ben Simmons, I feel like, is more... He's way more effective on defensively than he is offensively. He can't really shoot the three ball. He's more of a pure slasher, should I say, offensively.
Okay.
But defensively, he's a great defensive player.
I want to explain how this works for both teams. So, Joel Embiid has been hitting his threes at a higher clip than ever so far, right? He's shooting like 40% or something ridiculous from three, which is great. I also don't think it's sustainable. It's a 70-game season. We're 40 games in. He's missed the last 10. He's kept it up throughout most of the season, this three-point shooting. And I hope he keeps it for the playoffs and they make a deep run. But it just doesn't seem super sustainable for a big man to be shooting that high of a percentage. If you get Kyle Lowry, you don't have to worry about Ben Simmons for Kyle Lowry. You don't have to worry about Ben Simmons clogging up the lane anymore. And that's great. Also, you get somebody who can shoot threes. That's great. And then also, for Toronto, why is this worth it? Because you get to have Pascal Siakam and Ben Simmons running down the court next to each other. And I can't think of a single thing more terrifying than Pascal and Ben Simmons running towards me at full speed.
I agree.
2 7-footers, 2 incredible finishers. Both can pass. They're both so fast. I'm terrified just thinking it about it.
It says right here. Oh,
Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon just got traded.
To the Nuggets?
Denver and Orlando. Gary Harris is among the players.
Yep. I was going to let you finish that. I was going to say, it says, this from Shams, the Orlando Magic are processing on a trade to send Aaron Gordon to the Denver Nuggets. I feel so bad for Celtics fans. That's got to be so heartbreaking if you're a Celtics fan. I mean, you're a Celtics fan, you're looking, you get Evan Fournier, and then you're like, okay, you know, we got to get Aaron Gordon now. We get Aaron Gordon, and this team will be a lot better, and now he goes to the Denver Nuggets.
Wow, okay, let me process this for a second. Also, less important, Washington sent Troy Brown and Mo Wagner, as we're waiting for details to break. Washington sent Troy Brown and Mo Wagner to Chicago for Daniel Gafford and Chandler Hutchinson. Chicago seems like they won that one. Or not Chicago, Washington, I mean. Seems like they won. Chandler Hutchinson is very good, in my opinion. So it looks as if it is Aaron Gordon for Gary Harris, RJ Hampton, and a first-round pick. They haven't revealed the protections on that first rounder or anything. But Aaron Gordon to the Nuggets, how does he fit on that team, do you think? Let me formulate my opinion. You go ahead.
The Nuggets. So I think, honestly, I do think Aaron Gordon fits pretty well with that team. He's going to be paired with Nikola Vucevic and kind of in that big man area. Will he play? The question is, I feel like, what position will he play? I mean, are they going to run?
They could run a huge lineup and have him at small forward.
Yeah. So I'm trying to really figure out, like, where is he going to line up on the court?
He'll come off the bench, maybe?
That's what I was thinking. Like, will he start? Will he come off the bench? If he does start, what position is he starting at? That's kind of what I'm thinking right now. Because I feel like the way this is going to work, Nikola Jokic is going to pair great with Aaron Gordon. I feel like almost anyone could pair great with Jokic.
Can you imagine those cuts, the dunks that are going to get finished?
Cuts to the rim, anything like that. Because you guys know Jokic is a great passer. I already feel like he's probably one of the greatest passing big men in NBA history.
Oh, definitely. Like, no,
he's,
top one.
I feel like he's an amazing passer.
Yeah.
So he I can just imagine that.
You might be able to just say one of the best passers ever and get away with that.
I mean, also, real fast, this isn't not nearly as big as the trade that we just saw happen, but Washington is trading Troy Brown and Mo Wagner to Chicago for Daniel Gafford and Chandler Hutchinson. Yeah.
So I did just say that just for a second, but really brushed over it to get to this Orlando deal. Chandler Hutchinson, I've always liked, I feel like, more than the average person, but I don't know, I just like him. That it really just seems like it almost doesn't move either team at all.
Ooh, and here we go. It is Gary Clark, Gary Harris, RJ Hampton, and a first round pick to the Magic for Aaron Gordon. So RJ Hampton is gone. That's who they just drafted in that draft, alongside Gary Clark, Gary Harris, who is a great defender. Great, good shooter as well.
Yeah,
that's kind of a lot for Aaron Gordon, in my opinion.
You remember when Gary Clark was brought up in the first ever episode of Pick and Slip back when we had a third co-host? We've had a third co-host by two separate people, but man, that was funny.
They both ended up leaving. So one got cut.
What happened was we were doing our game Marry, Trade, Cut. And the other guy that we were with said that he watched NBA basketball and knew about it, but didn't really that much.
It was kind of like a project we were doing.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like we were on live air.
Yeah. So it was just like, but so we were like, okay, everybody bring a player to trade, blah, 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 blah. And the player that he cut, both of us brought, I think I said Blake Griffin. This was 2 years ago. I forget who you said, but then he said, Gary Clark. And we were like, what? And he was like, I'm looking at the stats right now, and it looks like he's averaging 1 point, and he's only playing 2 minutes a game. And we were like, oh, yeah, okay.
I was like, okay, you know? I mean, Yeah, I really didn't know what to say, but
Denver and Orlando, man, Aaron Gordon. Oh yeah, I was looking at their lineup. So they have Nikola Jokic, Paul Millsap. I can't imagine that they're going to move Paul Millsap onto the bench, and then they're going to have Jamal Murray. Oh, and they have Michael Porter Jr. So they do have a lot of really good guards. They also have Bol Bol, which he hasn't been getting very much playing time. But, oh, and they just got JaVale McGee. So they have a bit. Maybe they do move Paul Millsap to the bench. Am I crazy for saying that?
Paul Millsap to the bench?
Averaging 10 points per game, 5 rebounds. Maybe they do move him onto the bench and let him take more of a Andre Iguodala role.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I'd like to see that.
I guess, D, would you rather see Aaron Gordon start, or would you rather see Paul Millsap start?
I think Aaron Gordon's better than Paul Millsap. No, I know Aaron Gordon right now is better than Paul Millsap.
Okay.
So,
I mean, that's really all it comes down to at that point.
And also, I'm saying that as if starting matters at all, but really we all know that whoever's getting those last minutes is who's important. So, it's a toss-up. If I'm down 5... with 3 minutes left, I'm not entirely sure who I have it finishing. It's just who's playing better that game.
Yeah, I was going through what people are saying about this Nuggets trade, and I'm seeing some people are liking it, some people aren't liking it. And yeah, I'm going through. I saw some people saying that it's a good trade because length-wise, they needed more length, and now they're getting Aaron Gordon. I've seen quite a few people say what I said when it first happened is, dang, RJ Hampton's already gone.
Yeah, that was so quick.
And he was, I wouldn't say a top pick, but like a 14th, 13th, like around that spot. So, I mean, not a pretty good player, too. He had a whole show based around him in college, I believe. So, I mean, it was college or high school. And now he's already traded. Kind of what I was thinking. I don't know about... I don't know if I like that RJ Hampton is gone. And Gary Harris, can't forget about him. He's also a very, very good defender.
Yeah.
Also a good perimeter scorer.
Yeah, so you're going to be missing out on that. But I think that Aaron Gordon might be worth it. Am I crazy for saying that? His numbers are crazy. When you actually look at his numbers, every time that I've seen his stats pop up this season, I've been like, there's no way that's right. Because, like, his shooting numbers and everything, it's, like, really, like, star-level production by a non-star player, you know? Mm-hmm. Also, Brian Windhorst on ESPN said, quote, Kyle Lowry is just preparing to be traded to the 76ers. Which can't do. Oh, also, it's Kyle Lowry's birthday, by the way. He just turned 35 today. Shout out, Kyle. Post-trade, if you want to call in, tell us what you're thinking about. We'll let you get settled down next week, or the week after that, because we don't have a week show next week. Because it's spring break.
Yeah.
So, no show next week. So, in 2 weeks, go ahead and call us, Kyle. You know our Twitter, at Pick and Slip Show. So go ahead and hit me up on there. We'll schedule an interview. But yeah, I mean, what? I'm still processing that.
Kind of
that's crazy.
I don't know why I keep thinking of Paul George getting traded, but Paul George won't be traded because why would they trade him? It doesn't make sense. But for some reason, I just feel like I'm going to see something.
Gavin trying to convince himself that Paul George isn't about to be traded.
Keeps popping in my head that like a blockbuster trade is going to happen. It's going to include Paul George, but that doesn't even make sense because there's absolutely no reason to trade someone that was top 7 in the MVP voting before they started sitting him out. It doesn't really make any sense. That would be the equivalent of the Bulls trading Michael Jordan. It didn't happen. It never happened. It never even came across the human mind.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like with Paul George. So I don't know why I keep thinking of that.
Oh, what was I about to say? I had something real good cooked up in my brain, and then I forgot.
I'm just kind of sitting here now. I'm just kind of waiting.
Paul George. Oh. Is this the season where the championship door is the widest open it's ever been?
What do you mean?
I mean, can you think of another season in recent memory where there have been more teams with a chance? Because, I mean, I can pull it up right now, and I can give you probably 10 teams that have a legitimate chance to win a title this year. Or at least, I know at least 7. So that would be the 76ers, the Brooklyn Nets, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Phoenix Suns, the Utah Jazz. Did I already say the LA teams? It's okay. I'll start from the top. Utah, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Brooklyn, both LA teams, and Denver, I think all have a legitimate shot at the title this year.
I feel like most of those teams have a legitimate shot.
Also, I will throw in Miami and Boston as people that could.
I don't think Boston. There's no way. But I don't think there's any possible way Boston could.
Neither. I mean, we're at the trade deadline, baby.
Yeah, I mean, they can. If something happened, but the chances are very slim. Heat? No way.
I think they have their hats in the ring.
I think.
But 8 teams minimum.
I also think that Milwaukee isn't doing any. Like,
well,
I feel like Milwaukee would.
Uh-oh.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Sacramento is finalizing a deal to send
Nemanja Valenci.
Yeah, to Miami. Woj, you got me nervous.
I would keep thinking Paul George is going to get traded. I got to calm down or something.
I saw Sacramento, and I was like, uh-oh. The Denver pick is a 2025 first-round pick, and it is protected.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I think that there's 8 teams that are contending right now, legitimately. And while some of those teams are less legitimate, like, I don't think the Suns have a real chance. I don't think that, and even though they are a team putting up numbers like teams that have contended in the past, same thing with just a couple more of those teams. I just don't think that they're maybe, like, the truest of contenders, but I also would not be completely surprised to see them hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy.
Personally, I feel like I'm a lot more, I feel like not open about who I think. I'm a lot more open about who I think is going to do it or going to win. In my opinion, it's both the LA teams and the Nets.
Yeah.
That's really, in my opinion, I don't see anyone in the East that can beat the Nets, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think that there's one team that could beat the Nets, but I think that the Nets could be brought to 7 by 3 games. Or I think that they could be brought to 7 by 2 teams and then eliminated in the Eastern Conference Finals. These teams are built so deep, so many of them. Like right now, if the season ended today, which it's always, I always feel myself cringing when I say if the season ended today, because I'm just like, what a cliched thing to think about. But Brooklyn would be up against New York, and that New York team is dangerous. Almost beat the Nets just a couple weeks ago. Had a real close game.
I personally do think the Knicks are a good team, but I feel like when the playoffs come around is when like the players turn Super Saiyan, you know? And yeah. It's like Kevin Durant, he's Kevin Durant.
Also, we are yet to see that many games where James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant have played.
Yeah, but I feel like when they do play together, you know, it's dangerous out there.
The Avengers.
I feel like James Harden doesn't even need to score the basketball that much. He can go out there and drop 15 assists and be fine. Kevin Durant can drop 20 to 30 points. I don't know how. I feel like I've seen multiple 40-point games from Kyrie. Just saw one a few days ago, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, hey, all I'm saying is there's a chance.
There is. We got another trade.
Another Woj bomb. What's it looking like?
The OKC is finalizing a trade for George Hill to be sent to the 76ers.
Are they going to tell us for who?
Might have to.
They better not throw Maxi in there or anything.
We'll see.
All right. Well, that's breaking. I'm going to continue talking. So, whew, there's a lot going on right now. What was I talking? Oh, yeah, I think that, like, there's a chance that the Jazz could capitalize. I think that there's a chance that so many teams could really... Oh, we were talking about the Nets. I think, yeah, that there's... The Knicks could theoretically take two games from the Nets before they lose. And a couple other teams can do something like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Miami sending Mo Harkless and... I couldn't see that other name before. Okay, Mo Harkless and Chris Silva to the Kings for Nemanja. Nemanja? I really should learn that name. But so, Mo Harkless is on the Sacramento Kings now. So, really not too much of a difference.
Yeah, that trade.
Those are
huge,
bench players getting traded. Bench players, non-starters.
That George Hill trade, right? We're talking about how Kyle Lowry is going to the Sixers. They just made a trade for George Hill.
Yeah,
both play point guard. What does that mean? Does it change anything?
You said who? Where?
OKC just traded George Hill to the 76ers, right?
Right.
76ers were looking to target Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
Does this change anything? Because as we just said that the Raptors were asking for sky-high prices for Kyle Lowry, they just traded for George Hill.
Yeah,
George Hill. Does that mean anything?
George Hill, notoriously good three-point shooter, good scrappy player. Used to play for the Pacers. One of my favorite Pacers players when he was here, actually. Why? I'm not really sure, actually. I just always really liked George Hill. But, I mean, I really like him. I think that he's going to fit well with that team. He's kind of a scrappy dude. Getting up there in age, he's probably going to come off the bench. Will they keep Ben Simmons in the starting lineup? But, yeah, I do think that that is indicative that maybe they said, you know what, you're asking too much. Let's see what other point guards are along.
Here we go. Got another one.
That's finalizing the OKC.
Yeah.
Oh, three-way deal, including the Knicks.
Two future second-round picks. So it is a three-way.
Philadelphia is getting George Hill for Tony Bradley, Terrace Ferguson, and two future second-round picks. Austin Rivers is also joining OKC as part of a three-way deal.
Oh, and another one. Toronto has traded Norm Powell to Portland for Gary Trent and Rodney Hood.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know about that one. Portland, I don't know about that trade.
Oh, no.
I don't know about that trade.
Oh, no. Norman Powell's good. Norman Powell's good.
But Rodney Hood and Gary.
Good. Gary Trent's good. And Gary Trent is very popular among Portland fans. It is 12:46.
Oh,
you're listening to the Pick and Slip. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, we'll get back to the Philadelphia thing, but now let's talk about this. More and more.
There's so much going on right now.
Okay. George Hill went to IUPUI as well, so that might be one of the reasons that I'm a pretty big George Hill fan. So, okay. Toronto has traded Norman Powell to Portland for Gary Trent and Rodney Hood. This is establishing that Toronto is selling. Toronto, I think, is trying a mini rebuild right now, or at least a retool. Maybe gearing up to. But anyway, they need a rebuild. I think at this point, and so Kyle Lowry's done. Kyle Lowry's getting out of there. Mm-hmm. I think that's what this means. Gary Trent and Rodney Hood. Gary Trent and Rodney Hood. Rodney Hood, I've always been a pretty big fan of. He has the same name as my dad, so that might be one reason. But I've also just really liked the way that he played. I really liked how he played in the 2018 playoffs. Maybe that was 2019 when they made that deep run against where they beat OKC, and then they also beat the Nuggets and made it to the Western Conference Finals. So that's just a really, and then Gary Trent, I mean, yeah, he's Gary Trent. He averages probably like 10 points, maybe less. But I'm not sure if that makes the Trailblazers better or not.
I don't like that shoot. I feel like that's too much perimeter shooting that they just let go of, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Gary Trent is a good perimeter shooter, along with Rodney Hood, who is another really good perimeter shooter.
And they kind of just let, I mean, I
feel like when I think of Norman Powell, I think of more of inside paint presence, a lot of dunks. I feel like when I see Norman Powell, I see quite a few dunks. That's just me.
He's a really short, small forward, too. He's 6'3", and is a small forward, and I don't think that getting smaller helps them, really. This team already struggles with injuries to their big men.
I just don't know how much I like that, but I also... Powell
this season is averaging 19.6 points, 1.8 assists, and 3 rebounds, so he's a pure scorer. Wouldn't be surprised to see him coming off the bench because they already have CJ and Dame starting. But that really adds to their offensive attack a lot. But Rodney Hood was also a decent defender, too.
I'm really waiting for a Clippers trade.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a Clippers trade. I am waiting to see.
Okay, this is actually...
The Clippers are going to make a move this free agency.
I hope so.
I would need to know who it's going to be. Is it going to be Lonzo? Will it be Westbrook? Will it be someone else? Hopefully it's not Kemba.
It's going to be Montrez.
It better not be Kemba or Montrez.
So this actually changes my perception a little bit. Because for the last 5 seasons that Norman Powell has been in the league, he averaged under 3 3-point attempts per game. This year he's averaging 6.4 and he's hitting 44% of them. So, actually, this year, he has been shooting a lot of threes. So, that's probably... Oh,
yeah. That's good.
So, yeah, actually, maybe this trade's not so bad.
That's good. Because I feel like when I think of Norman Powell, I see a lot of windmill dunks.
Yeah.
So, I don't really watch Norman Powell play, so I can't really speak too much about it. I'm just going off what I see.
Yeah.
From my highlights and
stuff. Oh, man. I do not like seeing... As much as I like seeing my teams make trades, I also just really don't like seeing my teams trade to anybody. Because, I think about this Pacers team. Like, I like everybody on that team, you know?
Yeah. Right now, as a Paul George fan, which means I support the Clippers, I like Pat Bev and I like Lou Will. I'm expecting Pat Bev and Lou Will to be traded. I don't like them as players. I do like them as players. I feel like Pat Bev plays a very physical, aggressive defense, which makes it a lot harder for opponents to score on them, especially if you're not like Steph Curry or Kevin Durant or a player of that caliber. And then we go over Lou Will, who's always been a really good player off the bench. But as I'm sure you guys have heard, I've said it in the past, both Lou Will and Pat Bev are in discussions to be traded. And I personally will see that happening before it hits 3:00. I hear it all the time that they are looking to be moved in a package to both of them together. And when I heard that, I immediately thought, why not throw Luke Kennard in the first round in?
Yeah.
Trying to get Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Because really, at this point, the Clippers either need a big man or a guard. They got Serge Ibaka. They could use a better player at the 5. But in my opinion, they really need another point guard. I feel like a player that can set players up. I mean, you already have Kawhi. Kawhi will get the ball in his hands no matter what. Paul George is there. But add, and the reason I'm so heavily focused on Russell Westbrook is because, one, Russell Westbrook is a good player. Yes, we've talked about how Russell Westbrook can't shoot the basketball. He cannot shoot the basketball that well. But if you do look at his stats, we've said it before that he does average around 20-something points. He still almost averages a triple-double. And his defense is,
it's
a little iffy. But also, if we go through, a lot of people say that Russell Westbrook isn't a great locker room teammate. We've heard from multiple players that Russell Westbrook has been arguably the greatest teammate they've ever had inside the locker room. That's coming from the likes of Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Paul George, just to name a few. And those are 3 really big players, 3 big stars in this league. They've been stars for a little while. Bradley Beal, probably, in my opinion, the newest star out of those 3. But that says a lot, especially from a player like Kevin Durant, who has played with Russell Westbrook, who has played with Draymond Green, he's played with Klay Thompson, he's played with Serge Ibaka, he's played... now with Kyrie and James Harden. I mean, all these players played with Steph. He's played with so many stars in this league, and for him to say that, oh, you're the best player I've ever had in my locker room is pretty big, yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like I'm so centered around that, especially since Paul George also said that, and if he goes to the Clippers, he'll be playing with Paul George. And the year Paul George and Russell Westbrook played together was, of course, Paul George's arguably best year he ever had.
Yeah.
Career year.
So we now have the full details on the OKC Knicks Sixers three-way trade. The Sixers are receiving George Hill from OKC. The Knicks are receiving Terrence Ferguson. And OKC is receiving Tony Bradley, Austin Rivers, and 2 second-round picks. They now have like 50 second-round picks in the next two drafts.
They have so many picks.
Yeah, they have an absurd amount of picks stowed away right now. You can only trade picks that you have up to, what, like 5 years in advance?
Mm-hmm.
Which is still, when I see 2027 pick, I'm just like, what? Every time that I see that, I say, what year? Excuse me?
Yeah.
2027? But it's, yeah, that's a trade. Do you think George Hill adds that much to the 76ers, really? Yeah, I mean, he's not going to start.
So. No, I personally feel like George Hill is way past his prime, as we know.
Yeah.
He's pretty old. He can shoot the three ball. I don't think he's going to change anything. He's not going to be the reason they win or lose more games. You're not going to see George Hill out there trying to ISO for a game winner. Like, you know, it's.
Oh, this makes me crazy. Nervous. Bradley Beal tweeted out, here we go. That's all. Just here we go.
Maybe he's just talking about, you know, the like a bunch of trades that just happened. Yeah.
I hope so. Uh-oh, what is it? We're getting a new... Gavin's reading the details right now.
Let me go to it.
Oh.
It's just more about the Norman Powell trade.
Knicks are sending Iggy Brazdeškis to Philadelphia as well.
Okay, so it was just talking about out of 64 NBA players that have tried to shoot at least 200 threes this season, Norman Powell currently ranks third in three-point percentage. He's made 43.9% of 269 attempts from beyond the arc this year. Only Joe Ingles and Joe Harris have been more accurate this season.
Man.
Impressive.
But yeah, I think that Beal thinks that the Wizards front office is about to give him some help as I threw my phone on the floor. Just
we'll
spiked
see.
It.
Okay, maybe instead...
No, the Wizards aren't making any trade.
Maybe instead of Russell Westbrook going to the Clippers, Paul George is going to the Wizards. No, please don't do that. I beg. That I don't know why I keep doing this because he's not getting traded, but like... If that were to ever happen, I don't know what I would do. I really don't know. I don't want to ever have to be associated with the Wizards.
Yeah, that's you used to be.
That didn't count though.
Gavin used to call himself a Wizards fan.
I called myself a Wizards fan in like 7th grade, I think. And it's because their jerseys look cool. And they had John Wall. Their jerseys in 2K were really cool. That's about the only reason. I was in 2K16. That was the only reason I liked the Wizards. And I was like, hey, I like this team. They're my favorite team now. I was like, it was like 7th grade. It doesn't count. Yeah, it just doesn't count. I can't be associated with the Wizards. I don't like that franchise.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to be associated with the Wizards either after how they've been doing.
Let's see. Going through. This is kind of crazy. This is kind of crazy. And now I'm going to go over and go back to that Norman Powell trade who just, if you guys are just now tuning in, haven't heard, he just got traded to the Blazers for Gary Trent and...
Gary Trent and Rodney Hood. Yeah.
And now I feel like they're a lineup. They have Dame, CJ, Norman Powell, Melo, and Nurkic. That's probably going to be the starting lineup. It's probably going to be looking like Dame at the 1, CJ at the 2, Norman Powell at the 3, Melo at the 4, and Nurkic at the 5 spot. That's what I would assume. Assuming there's no injuries that would change up the starting 5. That's what I seem like that happened. This trade also, if you guys didn't know, I was thinking about going to a Blazers game. I believe they play on April 29th.
Yeah.
As a little birthday thing. Because my birthday is on April 12th, in the month of April, so it would be a little, you know, a little birthday thing. But now, you know, I'm not going to lie. I was thinking, like, who else is on the, you know, who else do I see besides Dame and CJ on the Blazers, right? Melo. And Rodney Hood was one of the first players that came to mind. Well, that's not happening anymore. That's definitely not happening. Now I'll be seeing Norman Powell play.
Why would you want to see Rodney Hood?
I didn't say that. I was just thinking of, like, other players, right?
Yeah.
And Rodney Hood just came to mind because I feel like Rodney Hood always had a really smooth shot when I used to see him play in the playoffs. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's because he was a lefty.
Right.
That's the only reason he came to mind.
Are you left-handed?
I'm not left-handed.
Oh, why do you care then?
Because left-handed players are just so smooth. Like, James Harden is really smooth.
That's
like,
true.
Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's like left-handed players are always harder to guard. Because a lot of times you're always guarding the right.
Right.
And like a lot, you know, they go left, they shoot their left hand. I feel like it makes it a lot harder. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like left-handed players are just really smooth. And like Rodney Hood used to have a really smooth jumper. I don't really why. I mean, never really like turned on the TV and was like, I need to watch Rodney Hood play basketball.
Right.
But that's not what it was. It was more like playoff games or if they were on and they were playing a team. Rodney Hood was there. Really smooth jumper. And like, he came to mind. I always liked Rodney Hood. Still like Rodney Hood. And now he's not there anymore. So now, see Melo, Norman Powell.
Yeah.
Dame. Dame, I believe in back-to-back games, dropped 19 points and 22 points. And that scares me. I'm very scared. Because if I don't want to. Now, of course, he plays the Pacers. And, you know, no offense to you know, Pacers, the Pacers fans. But I'm expecting Dame to drop around 50 points, maybe 150 points.
I was watching
I expect him to drop 30 because he's averaging around 30.
I was watching a game the other day and they were, oh, who were they playing? I forget. But Dame had 25 at halftime, and I was like, let's go, gearing up for a 50 piece. And then he had like 6 points in the second half, and I was like, dang.
Yeah, I really
disappointed.
I just hope that I don't want that to happen. Like, I can't. I don't want to go, and he just like
that was the game he terrible. Almost went down with injury.
Yeah, I don't want that. Like, I kind of am hoping for him to drop like 30. Like last time I saw a Paul George game, Paul George dropped like 30 to 40 points.
Just with me, last time that I went to a game specifically to see a player, you're listening to WBDG FMHD1 Indianapolis to see a specific player. I went to see Giannis, and he dropped like 11, and so now I just go to see basketball. Because I feel like I'm going to let myself get disappointed.
Last time I went to go see Paul George play was, he was on the Thunder. And, he dropped almost 40 points, I believe.
Wow.
I have pictures. I took a picture of it. But he dropped close to 40 points, if not 40 points.
Well, crazy. It is 101 now. I think that we should probably go ahead and end it here, and then we will do some makeup work, recording, and uploading for if there's anything else that pops up. What do you think about that?
I feel like, yeah, it's fine. I feel like if there's anything big that pops up.
Yeah, we're coming back on air
another episode. LeBron James gets traded. No, I'm just kidding. That's not happening. Kevin Durant gets traded. LeBron and KD get traded one for one. Man, can you imagine that? That's like trades you'd make in 2K, even though those trades never work in 2K. I haven't played my league in a while, but I remember them trades don't work.
Yeah.
You're not trading for someone like that. It never used to work. But yeah,
I think that...
That's all I have to say.
Yeah. A lot of eventful things. Trade deadline. Keep up with us on Twitter at Pick and Slip Show. I will continue to make tweets about every single trade that happens, just to let you all know our thoughts on it.
Yep, definitely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Like we said, if there's any big trades that happen, you may hear us again. You may hear us. So just keep stay tuned.
Yeah.
You know, why not? Just stay tuned.
I mean, you should be listening to WBDG all the time anyway.
I mean, I mean, there's no other reason to change it. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. But thank you, Brayden, so much for being on the show. You're just a part of the show. You've always been a part of the show.
Yeah, co-host.
Yeah, he's always been here. So thank you guys so much for listening. You guys have a great rest of your Thursday. And peace.